Okay, we now bring in Maseches Megillah. This is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph 1:1. Best if you listen to that 10-minute introduction and before you jump into the Mishnah here. Here we're going to talk about the date on which the Megillah is read. Now, to understand this Mishnah, you have to understand there are really, like I'll call it, three categories of places where people could live. They could live in a krach, a walled city. That's a mukaf choma, a walled city. And those will read on the 15th, as we said before in the introduction. But again, here, the walled cities like Shushan, the capital of Persia at the time, read on the 14th, and that's when the main miracle happened. If you live in a non-walled city, then you read on the 14th, which is when the rest of the Persian Empire had their day of rest after salvation, and they did away with their enemies. So therefore, regular cities read on the 14th. That's Purim, as opposed to the 15th, Shushan Purim. Now, in addition, there are people who live in villages, Bnei Kfarim, and the Bnei Kfarim, the people who live in those villages, so they lived in rural areas, there's, you know, in farmland, lots of space in their houses, hard to get a minyan together, and even if you could get a minyan together, not so many people who are educated enough to do a proper reading of the Megillah, and therefore we wanted to make things more easy on them. Also, the Gemara recognizing that they're the ones who provided the food and water for the people who live in the cities. They have to schlep that in there. And therefore, we made it easier for them. What does easier mean? Since the people who are villagers anyways go into the cities on Mondays and Thursdays. And the reason for that is because, first of all, already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a takana made that we should, the people should read from the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays. So they shouldn't go 3 days without learning Torah. In addition, Ezra, when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, made a number of 10 takanas. One of those takanas was that the Batei Din, the court, should be open on Mondays and Thursdays while people are coming anyways in from the villages to hear Kriyas Torah, davening there. They'll also have access to courts, but they don't have back in the villages. And therefore, those days became the days in which everyone came in from the villages, known as Yom HaKnisa, the day of coming in, Monday and Thursday, in Hebrew, Yom Sheni, Yom Chamishi. And therefore, the way we made it easier on them to have their Megillah read is we said that they could read their Megillah when they're coming in anyways, meaning on the Monday or Thursday that precedes the 14th of Adar, the day on which everyone else is celebrating. Now the basis for this is some psukim and drush some psukim. All the halachas basically about the observance of the holiday of Purim happen based on psukim in the 9th chapter of Megillah, the last chapter of the Megillah. Near the 9th chapter, near the end there. And it says, the Pasuk Chaf Aleph, 9:21, says, L'kayem aleim lios osim es yom arba'asar l'chodesh Adar. They celebrate on the 14th of Adar, ves yom ha'chamisha asar bo, and the 15th day of Adar, b'chol shana v'shana, each and every year. But in addition, on Pasuk Lamed Aleph 31, it also says again, L'kayem es yemei ha'purim ha'eila, Bismanehem, to observe these and celebrate these days of Purim, Bismanehem, in their times. But the Mishnah, the Pasuk could have said Bismanam, in their times. A lot of extra words, Bismanehem, extra letters I should say, and Bismanehem. And therefore the Gemara understands that this is adding the plural their times, means two other times besides for the 14th and the 15th, and it comes to add the 11th and the 12th. You might ask, why not add the 16th and 17th? But the Gemara says it can't do that because there's another pasuk in Pasuk Chav Zayin 27, which says, Lo ya'avor lios osimes shnei hayam meile. You can't pass up those days. It can't go past them. And therefore, we're not doing days afterwards on the 16th and the 17th, but rather days before on the 11th and 12th. As for the 13th, no drush is needed, since that was the day, the primary day in which the miracles happened throughout the empire. And therefore, the Mishnah will end up saying, I'm reading inside now, Megillah Nikres Be'echad Asar, the Megillah can be read on the 11th of Adar, B'Shneim Asar, the 12th of Adar, B'Shlosh Asar, the 13th of Adar, B'Arba Asar, the 14th of Adar, B'Chamisha Asar, and on the 15th of Adar. It says Nikres, which means passive tense, is read as opposed to Korin Es Megillah. We must read because we only read on one of those days, not all five of them. Lo pachas v'lo yoser, but no earlier than the 11th, nor no later than the 15th. How's it going to shake out? So the Mishnah says, krachin hamukafin choma miyos Yeshua ben Nun. As I said, again, in the introduction, you got to refer back there, the previous recording. The large towns that were surrounded by walls since the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, since Joshua's time, those are the ones like Shushan that Koren b'chamish asar, they read on the 15th of Adar. Kfarim, villages, vayeros kadolos, and also big cities, but not ones that had walls around them, Koren bar basar, they read on the 14th. That's the primary day to read on the 14th of Adar. Ella, however, shakfarim, when it comes to villages, magdim liyom haknisa, they are permitted to read on the day before, or the days before, earlier days, meaning 11th, 12th, and 13th, if those fall out on a Monday or a Thursday when they're coming in anyways. Now, rather than explain anymore, let's just jump to the next Mishnah, which really is a direct continuation of this one.